My name is Ketsia Aurelien, Ketsiaaurelien. I'm a nurse practitioner. This is for patient Margaret M. Cole, Margaret, middle initial M, last name Cole. This patient was seen on October 4th, 2022. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage 3B. This CKD is stable and is related to nephrocirrhosis associated with type 2 diabetes, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, and the aging process. Recent labs reveal a BUN of 33 from 29, creatinine of 1.8 from 1.5, and a GFR of 32 from 40, period. The patient's baseline includes a creatinine ranging from 1.5 to 1.8 and a GFR ranging from 32 to 40, period. There is evidence of proteinuria with urine protein to creatinine ratio of 568 milligrams from 250 milligrams. This increase in the proteinuria is likely related to pyuria, period. However, the patient denies any urinary symptoms. We advise her to use 1/3 of white vinegar and 2/3 of water solution to wash her vaginal area to promote acidity and prevent future pyuria, period. The patient has a history of chronic pyuria we recommend follow up with a gynecologist to assess for possible uterine prolapse, as well as a urologist consultation for evaluation of bladder prolapse, period. We will order a postvoid pelvic ultrasound. For further evaluation, period. We will hold the Farxiga for 2 weeks and recheck the urinalysis to see if the Farxiga was the cause of the pyuria, period. If the pyuria persists despite holding the Farxiga, then we can rule out the Farxiga as the source of the pyuria, period. Nonetheless, we will discontinue the Farxiga since the patient has chronic bacteria in the urine, period. Next line, hypothyroidism. The TSH is low at 0.14. It was 0.16 at the last lab. We decreased the levothyroxine to 150 micrograms from 175 micrograms. We will repeat the thyroid panel at the next visit. Next line, hyperlipidemia. With elevated triglycerides of 224 from 173, period. This elevation in triglycerides is likely associated with the abnormal thyroid levels, period, we will repeat the lipid panel at the next visit. We encourage the patient to decrease her intake of simple carbohydrates and to continue her current regimen, period. Next line, hyperuricemia with uric acid of 7.7. We educated the patient on the importance of a low protein and low purine diet. We will repeat the uric acid level. If it is still elevated at the next visit, we may consider starting allopurinol or Uloric, period. Next line, arterial hypertension. Today's blood pressure is 142/78. We recommend a decreased sodium of 2 grams in 24 hours in the diet. She is euvolemic and has lost 1 pound since the last visit. Next line, vitamin D deficiency. Her vitamin D level is 20. We advise her to take 1 tablet of vitamin D3, 2,000 units daily. Period. Next line, obesity with a BMI of 37.6. She weighs 199 pounds today and lost 1 pound. We advised a plant-based diet and increased physical activity, period. Next line, DVD. Next line, Charcot's foot. Next line, type 2 diabetes mellitus with an A1C of 7.3% from 7.4%. Period, we held the Farxiga due to chronic pyuria. We advise her to continue a diabetic diet and the rest of her diabetic regimen, period. We will reevaluate this case in 3 months with lab work. And